they did the walkthrough, but I'm not sure on the checkoff list of where they're at, but majority is complete, though.
Enough to where the public can use it.
That is correct.
So people are using it?
Yeah, well, we had our first boat, and everything went well. It was a Saner, and there was the GNC pulled up and was able to unload a bunch of equipment by himself, pulled the boat up, used his own rigging to place it on a trailer and place everything well, and everything went without a hitch. Everything looked good, and he even commented that it was a good thing for us. So I've seen other vessels there unloading gear too, so people are starting to get the word out that it is open, and we will be charging $2.50 per foot for an annual permit. And if you desire to only be using it once in a great while, we will be charging $1 a foot for one-time use. So a person has the option of doing that.
Okay. And these permits that you're talking about, they are through the harbor office?
Yes. The customer will have to come to the office and get a sticker, and that would be a drive-down sticker that they would place on the side of their boat, and it would be next to the ADFG triangle, if they have it, or somewhere, I guess if they're not a ADFG or a commercial fishing vessel, then we will have to figure out a good spot where it'll be visible, and we won't have to look around searching for the sticker if need be, but we will wait until after the third reading before we bill out for these permits.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it's going through the through assembly for the charges for the new rate here. So
The borough's kind of finalizing the fees?
Yes, we are, yes. So it'll be, I don't know the exact date, but after that's done, probably a whole this next week, within the week or a week and a half here, and then we will bill out at the end of the month for those permits. So, but we're just issuing them right now so people can use the facility. And the facility is active loading and unloading. We do not like anyone to be there to be working on gear there. We have other areas for that, so it's only active loading and unloading for that area.